It's Morning Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Kevin Richard Daugherty. WUOT's Truck Beat Team has been traveling around the Knoxville area asking people what they want to know about health and healthcare and examining those issues in depth. This week, producers Matt Schaefer-Powell and Jess Maydor look at access to healthcare and why transportation plays a big role in it. Here's Matt.
Today we're going to go to East Knoxville, where specialized nurses are using cutting-edge technology to examine patients. But first, a question from you about access to healthcare, read by our own Tammy Berry.
Access to medical services in rural areas is hard to come by because many people lack transportation. How can we provide more access to care and health insurance for our population?
That question, submitted to us online, points to one of the biggest barriers to healthcare, especially among those with lower incomes in rural and urban areas. It's transportation. So we asked Truck Beat's Liz Wood to hit the streets with this one question.
For people with a low income, transportation has been recognized as one of the main barriers to getting proper healthcare. If you were put in charge of solving this problem, what would you suggest be done?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question.
Wow, that's hard.
Trolleys? Vans?
Put clinics in lower income areas.
So people can use public transportation to get to healthcare facilities.
Some kind of waiver for bus fees, maybe?
More public transportation.
Make public transportation more readily available.
Public transit's a medical health facility.
Making it going to areas where the places are that we need to go to.
You mean public transportation?
Mm-hmm.
You heard it, right? Most of the people Liz talked with suggested some changes to our public transportation system.
Public transportation.
Public transportation.
Public transit.
You mean public transportation?
Mm-hmm.
But bus routes aren't the only solution to this complicated transportation problem. Not even close. This problem involves issues you might not even be thinking of, like bad credit, the location of a grocery store, a job that doesn't offer time off. These and many more issues combine to form an undeniable bond between poverty and poor health. We sent Truck Beat producer Leslie Snow out to look closely at this issue and at one of the possible solutions. It's called telehealth, and experts say 7 million of us will be using it in the next 2 years.
It's a low-cost model that uses technology to bring care directly into neighborhoods. The idea is to make it easier for low-income and uninsured families to access the primary care they need. Leslie joins me now with more.
Hey, Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. Thanks for joining us. So tell us about telehealth. What did you find?
I visited this telehealth program run by the University of Tennessee's College of Nursing. It's located on the campus of the Vine Middle School in East Knoxville. It's called the Vine School Health Center, and it's open to any Knox County students and their families. While I was there, I spoke with nurse practitioner Tammy Bland.
We want to be able to provide care to the people who are falling in the cracks. It's pretty clear at this point that we don't have enough medical providers who want to go to those places and pick up that population.
They provide primary care, things like checkups and vaccinations and treatment for minor illnesses like colds or strep, but they also manage chronic conditions like obesity.
So when we notice that a child's really struggling, we can go to the classroom, we can talk to the teacher, we can talk to the guidance counselor, and we're part of that system and we all work together to come up with a better plan.
How does telehealth fit into what the nurses at the clinic do?
Bland, the nurse practitioner, says telehealth uses the same kind of teleconferencing equipment you might see in the business world, but instead of conference calls, they're doing medical exams.
So we have a digital otoscope, and it connects to the laptop through a cable, and everything that you're looking at through that otoscope transmits through the laptop computer over the internet from the remote school to the Vine hub. We call it the hub, the home base.
Being able to treat patients remotely using digital equipment at the school-based clinic is a really big deal for patients and families. It means a parent doesn't have to miss work in order to take their child to the doctor. Bland told me this is a particular challenge for a lot of Knox County families, especially if they're working jobs that pay by the hour. Bland says the cost of traveling to and from the doctor's office is just a barrier that a lot of families can't afford.
So instead of the families having to go to the doctor's office, this is kind of like bringing the doctor's office to the family.
Right, yeah, basically. So to get an idea of how it works in real life, I sat in on a real patient visit. And the exam room looks like a regular exam room you'd see in any doctor's office, but there's a big TV in the room. And on the screen, I could see this nurse at Bell Morris Elementary School giving a report on a student who'd come in. Alicia Alexander is the nurse practitioner at Vine, and she's watching the screen and asking questions about the child's symptoms. And because she's a nurse practitioner, she can prescribe medicine if it's needed.
Okay, give me just a minute. Let me get him checked in.
So here's what I recorded at the visit. You can hear the nurse at Vine talking to another nurse named Jennifer.
Okay, I'm ready.
Height is 52.5 inches.
Okay.
Weight 104.6.
So the remote nurse comments on the child's height and weight and describes the symptoms of an eye infection. In this case, the father's there for the visit, but he doesn't speak English. So in Spanish, the nurse asks if he has any allergies and if the son is current on his vaccinations.
Papa, ¿tiene alergia a comida?
Oh, and I got to see one cool piece of equipment you don't hear being used in the scene. It's this high-tech stethoscope. Here's how they use it to examine patients using telehealth.
I laughingly call it magic because the stethoscope itself is Bluetooth. It goes over the internet, and everything you hear at the remote site, you hear in the same stethoscope at the home base.
Telehealth means that parents don't have to leave work, run across town to take their kid to the doctor for some non-life-threatening condition.
We can do the telehealth visit, fully assess the child, and then send the prescription to the appropriate pharmacy, and the parent can pick up the prescription and take the child home.
And Bland told me the program is really making a big difference.
I've worked in very many different kinds of settings, and this particular setting is probably where I have met the people that needed the most help.
If they can get funding, Bland says they're hoping to expand their services by adding another telehealth school. Right now, there are 11 schools in Knox County that offer telehealth services.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Leslie.
Thanks for having me.
Remember, you can listen to previous episodes of TruckBeat online at WUOT.org or TruckBeat.org. TruckBeat's also available as a podcast on SoundCloud and iTunes. And finally, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell.
And I'm Jess Mador.
Truck Beat is a part of the East Tennessee Listening Project on WUOT and is brought to you by Finding America, a national initiative of the Association of Independents in Radio, with financial support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Wincote Foundation, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the WUOT Lauren P. Murphy Endowment Fund.